1995 to 2008, won two Super Bowls, 178 wins in his NFL coaching career and three Super Bowls. Mike, what's happening today? How are you doing?
Good, Keith. How about yourself?
We are doing outstanding, and I just got to say, I was doing some research on this, and not only as a Denver Bronco fan growing up in Oklahoma, I saw you were an assistant for Barry Switzer at the University of Oklahoma when they won a national title in 1975. This is an honor, man. I'm stoked for this to talk to you, but what was that year like running the wishbone there with all that talent you had with Joe Washington, Elvis Peacock, the Salmon Brothers? Man, that had to have been something else.
Well, Keith, it was a great experience for me. Just starting out in '75 and '76, I got on as a graduate assistant, and at that time, of course, Oklahoma was playing some pretty good football. To have the opportunity to get on that staff and coach at least the freshman team my first year, then got on the varsity the second year, it was just a great experience with Barry Switzer and a great learning experience as well.
Now, you're going to be in Cheyenne tomorrow at Little America, the Friday Food Bag Foundation, and a little bit about them. They work with Laramie County School Districts number 1 and 2 to deliver bags of nutritious, non-perishable food bags to students who may not otherwise eat well or at all during the weekends. They give out 830 bags of food each week. This is done by volunteers. And I'm curious, when they approached you, what really led you to kind of want to do this and be a part of this event tomorrow in Little America?
Well, I know Jeff Hansen very well. I know his mom, Judy Wickham, as well. And she had asked me to come up, and I thought it was such a great cause. So many volunteers, so many people trying to help kids give back to the community. I just thought it'd be a great cause, and looking forward to coming out and sharing a few words tomorrow.
Definitely so. With the situation going on right now with the Denver Broncos, I mean, you being there for so long, winning a couple Super Bowls and having so much success there, I know things ebb and flow right now, but it's a tough situation for Broncos fans. What are you seeing right now with this Denver Bronco football team?
Anytime you're not really in the middle of something, you really don't know when you're on the outside. But, the expectation level is always so high for the people in Denver, especially with Kubiak coming in and winning the Super Bowl, winning 12 games, and the next year having a little rougher year. He was 7-9, but, obviously had some health issues. And then anytime that there's a change and people aren't winning, there's always going to be the expectation level here in Denver. So the pressure is always going to be on.
I know you last coached in the NFL in 2013, but even then, how much different is the way the game is being played in terms of just so much offense and how hard it is to play defense? How has that changed, since you got into coaching in the NFL to what it is now?
Well, I think it changes all the time. You got to keep on top of the game. I think even when I was in 2013, offenses were tending to go that direction, the direction it's going now. A lot of people are using some of the things they're using today. Not a lot of people, but the people that were on top of the game, always innovative, always wanting to kind of get to the next level. Kind of like, 20 years ago when Bill Walsh came in and put in the West Coast offense, and all of a sudden that was so hot for so long, and they were so successful. NFL seems to go, or keep up with the times, and it changes every so many years, and you just got to keep up with the game. But people want to see offense, and they've at least tended to change the rules a little bit to help the offenses as well.
What's it like seeing your son Kyle being a head coach in the NFL?
Well, you kind of see him, his path along the way, and the opportunity to be at Houston for about 4 years as a coordinator and as assistant coach, and then he goes to Washington for 4 years as a coordinator, then he goes to Cleveland, then he goes to Atlanta. And all of a sudden you go through those experiences, someday you're going to get that opportunity. And, it's part of a grind. It's part of a process, putting your football team together. But he's really excited about being in San Francisco and trying to turn the culture back to what it used to be.
Mike Shanahan is our guest, former NFL head coach, joining us here on the program. He'll be in Cheyenne tomorrow, the Friday Food Bag Foundation's fundraising event at Little America.
Mike, since you're retired now, you've been out of football now for what, 5 years? What do you keep busy doing? Are you still involved? What do you do in your spare time? What do you like doing now that you're in retirement?
Well, it's kind of funny, when you are a coach, you've got $100 a week for so many years, and once you get away from it, you find out that people do have a little free time, and so you kind of do your, you do enjoy your time off. You get a chance to read a little bit and kind of keep up what's going on in the world. But I still really enjoy football. I still watch that, you know, film on different teams at the professional level and the college level, probably 3 or 4 hours a day, probably 5 days a week. So I'm still involved in football, but not to the degree that I was.
What teams do you watch? Does it vary each week, or do, I mean, can you divulge that?
No, I keep, you know, I watch all the NFL teams. I keep an eye on what's going on with the NFL teams. And I'll go back to colleges to see some of the top colleges, what they're doing offensively, some of the new wrinkles that they put in, and some of the new coaches that are, or new coordinators that are really hot and really moving the football well, and kind of keep up with the new trends.
What do you think of RPOs? Is that, so, I mean, you hear run-pass option more than anything now in NFL broadcasts and college broadcasts. Is it any different than, you know, like the wishbone, stuff like that? I mean, is it, how have RPOs changed the game?
Well, to be honest with you, when they went to the, when we used a read option in 2012 with Robert Griffin, it was a little bit different. People weren't doing it in professional football. It took people a little while to kind of catch up with it, and but basically, there was an extension of the wishbone that you did use in college. And I, when I was at Oklahoma, as you mentioned, 75, 76, we used, you know, the wishbone at that time, and very, very similar to those days that I used at Washington. Well, these RPOs is kind of interesting, where you can ride the back into the line. If the linebackers do move, then you throw the slant route. If not, you run the football. So I think Philly did a great job. One of the reasons why they did win the Super Bowl, they were ahead of the game and ahead of a lot of the defenses in the National Football League. But even people are catching up with those RPOs and knowing how to play those linebackers the right way. And so it's always a chess game.
The Broncos set an NFL record in that three-year period from 96 to 98 with 48 wins during that time, Mike. I've always wanted to know, you had the back-to-back Super Bowl run. Was the team that got knocked out by Jacksonville, does that still eat at you? And was that a better team than the ones that actually won the Super Bowls?
I don't know if it was a better team because we had not done it yet. You know,
right.
Until you actually win one. But we were pretty good. You know, we were in the top five in defense. We were top five in offense. And I really think that it could have been a three-peat if we would have played much better against Jacksonville in the playoffs. When I look back, you know, always take a look at game plans. I wish I would have had a different mindset going into that game. But we blew an opportunity, but we took advantage of it the next 2 years after that.
As I mentioned, I was doing some research. You were a quarterback at Eastern Illinois University, and I was reading where you took a vicious hit and ruptured your kidney, and, you know, your heart stopped, actually, for 30 seconds. You know, do you remember anything about that? I thought that was just fascinating. Obviously, you know, not playing anymore, but do you remember anything about that? What was that like? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
terrible.
It was in a spring game.
Okay.
And after the game was over, I just got the wind knocked out of me, so I knew I was sore, you know, at that time. But when I came back into the locker room, I urinated. It was bright red. And so I knew something was wrong. But instead of going to the trainer, I just went home because right after the spring game, everybody kind of celebrates. So I said, I'm just going to go home for a little while, kind of relax, I'll be okay. And then, of course, then you start throwing up and you knew something was serious. And when my roommates came back, they called the ambulance and my kidney had split in half. So I was lucky that we got to it as soon as we did.
That's amazing. And obviously, you didn't play football after that anymore, correct?
No, they wouldn't let you play at that time. You could not play with one kidney, but I tried, but they would not let you at that time.
Okay, so you tried. That's just the football player mentality, like we see, you know, a lot of players. You know, we talk about the concussion situation going on. You know, it used to be in the past, I guess you'd hear stories where players would not lead on and they wouldn't tell you how bad it was. It's kind of a similar situation. What do you make of the concussion, the rules that are making the game safer right now for head injuries?
Well, I think it's great. You know, I think the helmets are getting better. I think the rules are getting better, and they're trying to protect the players. And there's still a violence in the game, and it's never going to be perfect, but I think they're trying to go in the right direction.
Mike Shanahan is our guest. He is the keynote speaker tomorrow night for the Friday Food Bag Foundation's fundraising event at Little America. Mike, what do you talk when you do these speaking engagements? What do you kind of focus on whenever you're going to speak to the crowd? Not to give it all away for tomorrow, but what do you focus on in these situations?
You know what usually people like you to talk about is people that kind of have influenced you in your lifetime in coaching, some of the decisions you've made. When you do talk to the team, you know, what do you usually talk about in your first meetings when you talk to players, veteran players, young players? You know, talking about leadership qualities, just different things that kind of talk about the Hall of Fame players that you've coached or been around, what type of qualities they have as people. Kind of different things that, you know, you have in any type of business for people to be successful. You kind of at least share that with the crowd.
Couple quick ones, just, you know, quick fire, rapid fire questions. Best player you ever coached?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Anytime you're around, like, 10 Hall of Fame players. The one guy that really stood out to me, obviously you can go through Montana, John Elway, Steve Young, the obvious ones, but the one guy that really kind of separated himself when I first got with him was Jerry Rice. How he practiced, how he did things on a daily basis. I never seen a guy work quite like that. Rod Smith was very close to being that type of a worker, but Jerry was a guy that on a daily basis, I don't think I've ever seen anybody work that hard and accomplish more.
Most difficult place to coach?
Oh, well, any team you're losing. anytime you have a team that has tradition or a culture of winning, if it's the Denver Broncos or people that have won, they've won for a reason because the organization knows how to win. So if you're in one of those type of situations, you have to win and you have to figure out how to put a team together and how to get the culture right.
Best venue that you've coached or played in?
Oh, I think, I mean, anytime you go to the collegiate level, you talk about different bowl games. If you're talking about professional football, I think you're always talking about Super Bowls.
Very good. He's Mike Shanahan. He will be the keynote speaker tomorrow night at Little America Friday Food Bag Foundation fundraising event, and it will be tomorrow night at Little America. Mike Shanahan will be the keynote speaker. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Bye-bye. There you go, Mike.